Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the concept of prophethood, a very grave misconception which generally prevails amongst Muslims is that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, about whom we all know that he is our final guide, it is said that if a person sees him in his dream, then of course it is something which is a certain fact, and whatever he says in that dream, he must be obeyed. And Muslims, we find all over the globe, they claim that they have seen the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in their dreams, and then they go about doing certain tasks which they think that the Prophet has directed them to do. Now, it needs to be understood that first of all, the basis of this deduction is a narrative which is primarily and only related to the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The narrative in Muslim reads that if I appear in your dreams, then it is me actually who has appeared in your dreams, because Satan cannot adopt my appearance. This is what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is reported to have said. And of course, it can only be said to the companions who were actually totally knew the appearance of the Prophet. For a person who does not know the appearance of the Prophet, this narrative has absolutely no bearing. And of course, the narrative is absolutely right, it is absolutely correct, but it is specifically directed to the companions of the Prophet, and it is primarily a glad tiding given to them. And the Prophet is telling them, if I pass away, and if I appear in your dreams, then it is in fact me who has appeared in your dreams, because Satan cannot adopt my appearance. So therefore, one has to realize that since we are not able to know, we have a faint idea of the various features of the Prophet, but we have no exact idea of his face. So therefore, if someone appears in our dreams and says that he is the Prophet Muhammad, we can never be certain about that. And this narrative also is not related to us, because it relates only to people who have seen the Prophet. And of course, these are only the companions who have seen the Prophet. So we Muslims must not be led away. We must not incorrectly interpret this narrative. It has no bearing on people other than the companions of the Prophet, because they were the ones who had seen him, and they were the ones who could easily corroborate in their dreams that this is the face of the Prophet Muhammad that they have actually seen. And so this narrative is primarily a glad tiding given to the companions of the Prophet. It has absolutely no bearing, no relationship to people who are not the companions of the Prophet, simply because they have not seen the Prophet in reality. So therefore, they cannot say, if someone comes into his dream and says that he's the Prophet, they cannot corroborate this fact, because they have not seen in reality what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually looked like. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات